This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Hour number two of USAprepares.com. Dr. Norman Shealy is with us, medical doctor, and his website, normshealy.com, normshealy.com. Dr. Shealy, I mentioned bedside manner in the previous hour, and I was with my mom and our son. We took her to her checkup appointment. And they had a new gal there, and she's a physician's assistant. And what I noticed was the lack of seasoned bedside manner. For example, I've seen you in action at the meetups, and, you know, if you want to take somebody's pulse, you'll say, may I check your pulse? And you'll get approval, and then you'll say, here's what I'm doing. I'm checking your pulse. And, oh, by the way, here's the result. What I noticed with, and it's not just this one young person who is, you know, relatively new in the medical field, but I've noticed this in Virginia. I've noticed this in other locations where these young people who are entering the medical field do not seem to communicate very well with their patients. They don't say, here, may I do this? Here's what I'm doing. Here's what I just learned. And here's what this means. They don't do that. They just, they take the vitals and they key them into the computer.
You know why I'm laughing? All they know how to do is text. They should take out their text, their cell phone, and talk with the patient. But I'm teasing. I think it's part of the new generation. There is no question that I think many of these people growing up today in a broad swath of humanity are not going to know how to carry on a one-on-one conversation, whether it's a patient or not, with anyone. Because you see them in restaurants texting one another or texting someone else outside the room, but not talking to one another. And that's just the tip of an iceberg.
As you say this, Dr. Shealy, I'm kind of grinning and I'm thinking, how would they do if they were asked, tell you what, Dr. Shealy is going to be on the air with you. So here's what you do. Here are the segments. Here's the start time. Give it a shot. Have a dialogue with Dr. Norman Shealy on the air. Go ahead, try that. I think a lot of young people would fall flat on their faces because they seriously.
You know, it's interesting. Now, I don't know all of my grandchildren as well as I do Jared, for instance, whom I just met.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
right,
Jared,
yes,
of course, has spent many evenings, you know, mostly on weekends, and having dinner with me, and we chat a lot like that.
Mm-hmm.
And yet I know when he's not here, he also texts. So I think it's possible if someone has one or two members of the family or friends with whom they actually do communicate, they can somehow bypass the tendency to know only how to text. Mm-hmm. And by the way, speaking of texting, I noticed at the beginning of the program, how do you get a text? Does it come to your computer?
Well, I have to change that.
Because I was wondering, how on earth
some poor guy, he's got my number. Because I dumped my cell phone and I have to change that, and I'm going to pull the that opening. But yeah, you're absolutely right. I don't have a cell phone. I'm not getting those. I'm not getting those texts. You know, Dr. Shealy, I have this Troy-built rototiller, and it's called the Super Bronco.
Yeah.
And this is, yeah, I've been doing this investigation, What's Wrong with America? Well, here's just one example. So I was out with the rototiller. Son and I were rototilling the garden yesterday and putting ashes into it and so forth. And it's a, you know, this is not a new garden. This thing has been going for years, and the soil is magnificent. It's light, it's fluffy, it's loamy. And, you know, it's easy to rototill. So we have this small, it's called a Super Bronco. And it's made in China. And it's as flimsy as all get out. And yesterday, he was behind the rototiller, and I was, you know, adding amendments to the soil as he was going by. And one of the tines broke off. It just cracked and broke. And I'm thinking, you know, the handle's flimsy. The engine's made in China. The whole thing's made in China. It is substandard, absolutely substandard. So I called Troy-Bilt. I called many of their numbers, and they're all over the Internet. And they want your zip code. And then when you enter your zip code, and they don't let you do anything until you enter your zip code. So I attempted a couple different zip codes. And finally I gave up because I got nowhere. I went through the prompts. I got nowhere. I wanted to talk to a person. Finally, I realized that, you know, if I go to order parts and I say I want to order parts, they're probably going to have to talk to me because I have to tell them what kind of parts I want. So I went into the order parts prompt. And then I got to a person, and I explained what was going on very slowly and calmly, and I said, you know, the paint is still on these tines, and it just cracked and broke off. It's substandard. It's Chinese steel. It's inferior. It's not what our old USA-built, Troy-built rototillers like. The horse, it's a horse model. But this Super Bronco is cheesy. And so I explained it, and she said, okay, let me transfer you. I got transferred. That was a gal by the name of Cassie. First day on the job, and she was working from home. And I love the fact that we have customer service people working from their homes. She was very effective, wonderful, top of her game. And she was brand new. So she was, you know, she was really delightful. And I talked to this next gal I got transferred. Her name was Ro. And Ro said, which is it, left or right? And I wasn't sure how you tell whether it's a left or right tine. Is it the left side of the center shaft? Is it the one that points left? Is it the one, what is it? I don't know. So she decided she would send me both. But here's the point. And then while we're on the phone, we realized that another one was breaking. There's 16 of these things. The point is, the steel is substandard. And here we have, in the United States, they're willing to send me two. What they should have done is said, you know what, if these two are broken, you've got 14 more that are probably going to break as well. It would be okay if we sent you a new set, but they didn't do that. And if you go to Troy-Bilt complaints, you will find just page after page after page of people saying they are dissatisfied and they've had it with the Troy-Bilt company, because what they've done is they've taken the new American model, sell it, you know, paint it up, so it looks nice, sell it, and then walk away from it. And I think it really bit them. And now they're in the business of trying to regain their reputation. But they're still not doing it right. What they really need to do, in my opinion, is say, you know what, I'd like to replace the whole set for you, Mr. Finelli. Would that be okay with you? I know you're going to have a hassle putting these parts on. I'm so sorry that you have the inconvenience. I'm so sorry that you're going to have all this time sitting on, you know, on the ground doing this. Would it be okay if we sent you a whole set? No, they don't do that. So that's one of the problems with America. But the nice thing was they actually believed that I had a problem. But they know I have a problem because the product is lousy, and I'm sure I'm one of many, many, many people who have called and said, hey, what gives? So, Dr. Shuler, I just wanted to share the frustration that we as Americans are having with lousy products. Lousy products that are sold based on the reputation of yesteryear.
And are you?
Yes.
9 out of 10 times or more, they weren't even made in this country, of course.
Well, I know that this particular product was made in China. A Troy-Bilt rototill. Well, let me explain a couple other things, just so you know. So I checked the oil on this rototiller before we started it, and I changed the oil the previous time. So we used it about a month ago. I changed the oil when it was hot and put it in the barn. Checked the oil, now the oil's higher, and I'm thinking, how is this possible that the oil's higher than it was when I just changed it and filled it? I'm thinking, look. So I looked, I decided, I'm going to take this oil out. Something's wrong. Here's what happened. The carburetor leaked. the carburetor leaked gasoline from the fuel tank into the combustion chamber, down the cylinder wall, past the piston rings into the crankcase. So what I had was gasoline mixed with the oil because the carburetor failed. And there was no hint of a leak anywhere outside. There was no smell. What I'm saying is there is a defect in this carburetor design that causes gasoline to mix with the engine oil. So, class, if you have one of these little Troy-built Chinese rototillers, you need to check the oil and make sure you don't have gasoline in it because you will destroy the engine in minutes. And then the other thing is that, you know, you pull the rope and the rope breaks. So we have these products that when we think of Troy-Bilt, we think of durability, we think of honesty, we think of integrity, we think of the American way, American ingenuity, tough, long-lasting, durable. That's not what we get. That was before. Now it's Chinese junk. And I'm annoyed because Dr. Shuler, there's so much of this Chinese junk. Go ahead.
I honestly think that any time you find that you've been misled in buying something, it comes from China, you ought to demand a refund, send it back to the president of the company with a bill, and tell them until they can manufacture in this country, you will buy nothing from the bastard.
Mm-hmm. I agree. And I was with a friend last night. We were moving some farm equipment late last night, and I was with a new friend, and he and my son and I were chatting, and he works at a factory, an American factory, where they produce motors. Believe it or not, I was shocked. We actually produce motors in this country, electric motors, and so they produce electric motors, and he said that what they do is they have purchased this factory, this American factory, has purchased casting, metal castings from China. And he said the castings have voids in them, meaning air bubbles in the metal that's been casted. So they're weak, which is exactly what I was explaining about some iron parts, pipe fittings that I found that had air bubbles in them and they were weak. He said that his factory would buy these parts from China, and then they would fail because they had air bubbles in the metal castings. And then he said that when they had machined parts from China, the machining was not accurate enough, so they'd have to remachine the parts in the United States. So some Chinese products are really lousy.
Most.
And I'm thinking about the times that I use these, you know, Harbor Freight wrenches. I hope that they're strong enough so that we won't get hurt using them or having the sockets fly apart when we attach them to impact guns, you know, air impact wrenches. You know, we're talking about impact sockets on impact wrenches. I hope they stay together. I'm not saying Harbor Freight is bad. I'm saying I don't know. And I'm really leery of Chinese products. We'll be right back.
I'm with you.
Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Schneider Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
Something shocking just happened in a Coast Guard unit in San Diego. The old guys in the unit have turned the tables and are now destroying the young bucks in head-to-head fitness tests. How is this even possible? Turns out the old guys in this unit have been part of a special test group for a doctor-formulated fountain of youth drink called Patriot Power Greens. Patriot Power Greens has been so effective for many of the older soldiers that it's made their achy joints, stiff muscles, and lack of energy a thing of the past. Previously, this drink was only available to elite military units. But for a limited time, the creator of Patriot Power Greens has set aside a small number of free sample packs specifically for our conservative friends. but you must act fast. Due to the high demand from members of the Coast Guard, our supply is extremely limited right now.
To claim your free samples of Patriot Power Greens, go to greens75.com. That's greens75.com. greens75.com.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Are you looking to sell body armor? Want to make extra money selling body armor at your local gun shows? With low minimum buys and great returns, KD Armor is the answer. Make money in your spare time. It's American-made body armor with the quickest turnaround in the industry, which means you get your product when you need it at very competitive rates. And they'll ship it to you for free. If you own a business, give them a call today at 855-488-KD. That's 855-488-2284. Or go to KDArmor.com. Come and take it.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Class, Dr. Shealy's with us. And Dr. Shealy, I was thinking about the relationship between intelligence and speaking languages. And I've noticed with some of our instructors, I'll even mention their names. I believe you've chatted with Miles off the air. Haven't you, Miles, from Europe?
I'm sorry?
Dr. Shealy, you've chatted with Miles off the air from Europe, correct?
Oh, haven't yet.
Yes, okay. And Miles speaks seven languages. And we have another instructor from Germany. He's in New Brunswick, Canada now. He's moved there, and he farms there. And his name is Werner Bach. He speaks multiple languages. And these two men are absolutely brilliant. And I'm wondering, do you think there is a relationship between speaking multiple languages, having a larger lexicon from which to draw from, and IQ, intelligence?
Oh, yeah. Well, part of the IQ test, and I haven't taken one in 60 years, but part of it certainly involves your ability to comprehend, if you will, language, at least the English language, in a broad basis. So I'm positive that and there's a part of the brain called Broca's area, which is where speech occurs in the left brain. I undoubtedly, it is extraordinarily well developed in people who speak more than one language.
Okay, so if we have children, or if we have grandchildren and they're very young, would you recommend that we begin teaching them a second or a third language?
Well, unless you do it, it might be difficult, but I recommend that you encourage them in school to take another language or two. Now, personally, I never learned to speak any other language, but I had 2 years of Latin, 2 years of Spanish, 2 years of French, 2 years of German, and I actually, at one time, could read, especially Spanish, French, or German scientific papers. But then, of course, I stopped doing it because it didn't come up very often, and I'd have to struggle to do it again now. So I think reading as well as speaking is something that can be learned, and the earlier in school, preferably, you know, young grade school, that children can learn this, the better.
Okay. How about what happens after a bone marrow transplant? I'm wondering if we might develop allergies that we didn't have prior to a bone marrow transplant. I wonder if our tastes might change. Like, we might like chocolate that we didn't quite like before, or we might like foods that we didn't like before. Do you think there's a possibility, if we have a bone marrow transplant, of, you know, something like allergies developing or something like our taste changing?
Oh, yeah. Well, remember, in order to have a bone marrow transplant, your whole immune system has been destroyed, and your bone marrow has been destroyed. And so without the transplant, of course, you would die. And, yeah, once you've had it, I don't think it's quite the same as somebody else's heart in your body, but certainly the cells from the bone marrow of another person are going to contain some significant different DNA from yours. And so, yeah, I think it could change many, many, many of your preferences, likes, dislikes, habits, immune function, etc.
My dad said to me when I was growing up, that, you know, if anybody in the family needs blood, we want to make sure that we provide the blood for that person who might need blood. Let's say there were an elective operation or something like that. When someone receives someone else's blood, a stranger's blood, do they have changes in, let's say, their eating habits, tastes, things they'll like to eat, things they won't like to eat, maybe a predisposition to alcoholism or drug abuse or anger? Or when we come back, would you share with us what your thoughts are with a blood transfusion? What might happen? Are there any risks with that? Dr. Norman Scheele is with us.
Planning to buy food storage? Wait a minute. Many companies try to confuse you with the number of servings they sell. It's not about the number of servings, it's about the number of calories. In emergencies, calories mean survival. Go to ReadySupplyFoods.com for a comparison of leading companies. Ready Supply Foods sells the most calories per dollar of any company. Our 23 entrees and breakfasts are delicious and full of nutritious calories. The new leader in value and quality. Go to ReadySupplyFoods.com today.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep, a catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. a combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report every weekday on the GCN Radio Network. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together. Attention, USA Prepares listeners. When you're on the road or have limited data or Wi-Fi, now you can listen to USA Prepares unfiltered and untapped at no extra charge on this non-federal phone number, 1-605-477-3249. Try it now to listen to USA Prepares 24-7 at no extra cost or data charges. These are not on federal lines. These are lines located on Indian reservations off the grid. Call 1-605-477-3249. No smartphones or internet needed. To hear USA Prepares untapped and off the grid, just call 1-605-477-3249.
Hi, Pat Matthews again. I want to talk to you about selling online. And when I say selling, I'm talking about your home, your car, and even buying a house or a new set of wheels. There's a new kid in town, and that's BuySellMakeOffer.com. The revolution has already begun, and I invite you to be a part of it. You see, get in on the ground floor, because BuySellMakeOffer.com never charges item fees. Can you imagine what the other guys might charge you for selling a car on their site? Let alone a house. Well, BuySellMakeOffer.com doesn't do that. And you can use Skype and YouTube videos to sell your products, big or small. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and set up your account. For as little as $7.95 per month, you can sell up to 50 items. And they'll give you the first 30 days free just to try it out. Remember, no per item fees. Join the revolution today. BuySellMakeOffer.com. And tell them Pat Matthews sent you.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class, Dr. Shuley's with us, and Deborah's on the line on hold. We'll be with you in just a second, Deborah. Dr. Shuley, blood transfusions, any risks that we should be concerned about?
Well, not of the type you're talking about. Now, obviously, if there's some lack of compatibility, you can have a serious reaction and die. But actually, red blood cells do not have any DNA. Mm-hmm. They're not carrying that part. Now, the white blood cells, but they're very smart. Small part of transfused blood. So, in general, If you need a grand screw system, it's been properly matched. It is remarkably safe and can save your life.
Okay, very good. Deborah in Kentucky, you're on with Dr. Norman Shealy. Welcome.
Good morning, Dr. Shealy and Vincent. I'm going to put my daughter on the line to explain the situation to you, if that's okay.
Sure. How old is she?
My daughter's 41 and going to explain five-year-old her daughter.
Got it.
Okay. Hello.
Hello.
We are dealing with a eyelid that was swollen and couldn't open yesterday morning. It progressively got better. She already has an autoimmune issue and a whole lot of food sensitivities. And they said preseptal cellulitis. They were trying to give it a name. And they said that they thought that a sinus infection could have went up, but she hasn't had a sinus infection.
Well, of course, the cellulitis in generally means a bacterial infection.
Okay.
And to be quite honest, this is a case where I would definitely use conventional medicine.
Yes, okay.
I don't think it's safe to try any major alternative when you're dealing with an infection around the eye.
Right, and it has gotten worse today.
Yeah, I would say the physicians need to be very on top of it with proper antibiotics.
Yes, and I started that last night, and I'm taking her back at 1 o'clock today, but I didn't know if we could use any silver or anything to get right on that membrane, you know, quicker than something else. She's never been on antibiotics.
I know. But in my opinion, especially when it involves the eyelid,
yes,
it's dangerous, and here is a time where I actually feel you have to trust conventional medicine.
Yes, okay.
Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
Thank you, Deborah. Dr. Shealy, I was reading a post about being grumpy can lead to a stroke. And we have talked about, you know, people who are unhappy and their lives are they can be shorter, they can get diseases as a result. What do you think about just as something as simple as being grumpy, you know, a lot of the time, just causing a stroke?
Well, let's face it. Anger, and that's what grumpy is part of,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Guilt, anxiety, depression, the four major emotional dysfunctions, damages the immune system, period. People who are severely depressed die 35 years younger than people who are not. It's that simple.
Dr. Shealy, that's like almost half the life expectancy, right?
That's exactly right. And it's almost as bad, not quite, but the same is true for people with chronic anger. Now, this is a study done by Hans Isaac, E-Y-S-E-N-C-K, over a 20-plus year period.
Mm-hmm.
And he demonstrated unequivocally that 99% of the people who die of heart disease or cancer have lifelong either anger or depression, or both.
Wow.
I often say you cannot afford the luxury of anger, guilt, anxiety, or depression.
Sure. Sure. And who'd want to go through life being angry? I mean, really?
I'm sorry?
Who would want to go through life being angry?
Well, it's no fun, for sure. You know, and I'm not saying people should never get angry. If someone is truly, you know, threatening you, it is appropriate to be angry and fight back if you can, or divorce the bastard with joy otherwise.
I saw something that I've never seen before, ever in my entire life. And I want to be very careful how I say this on the air because it's a family program. I was in Springfield on Monday, and I was in traffic, and there's two lanes on each side of the divided median, if you will, in town. And there's this guy in this truck, and he's pulling a small trailer, and he had out-of-state license plates. And on the back of of his red pickup truck on the tailgate. It had the words, and we'll just start the first letter of the first word, F. And then the second word is U. I saw that, and I looked at our son, and I said, I can't believe that. I can't believe anybody would put that on the back of his truck. And then I looked on the passenger side. He's got it on the passenger side. Then I looked on the driver's side. He's got it on the driver's side. I don't know if he had it in the front, but what I'm saying is pretty much if you're alongside of him on either side or behind him, he's telling you this message. And I'm thinking, and I got pictures of it, and I might even post it on our website. But I'm thinking, this person, my reaction is, this person's angry at everybody. Otherwise, why would he put that on his vehicle?
Well, you're right. Let's just say, unfortunately, he's not enjoying life.
Yeah.
And again, as I said, I think it's okay to be angry. It's okay to disagree. But don't make it the centerpiece of your day.
Mm-hmm. And I may put that on the website. I haven't decided. It's so offensive, but it seems to me just one more piece of anecdotal evidence that people are not happy, and they're not happy, I believe, because it starts at the top. We have no national leadership. We have no national goals. We have no one to look up to.
Well,
you know?
I would disagree with you. No, we have people who are in those positions who are evil, diabolically wrong. We just don't have anybody honest.
Okay. What I meant was, you know, when I was growing up, we had some heroes. Superman was on TV, and he always battled evil. He was the guy who won against, you know, the bad guys. And we were taught right from wrong in school, at home, on the big screen, on television, the little screen, on radio. You know, people didn't swear, and they dressed appropriately. And now you look at these actresses, and they just can't wait to take their clothes off and bend over. I mean, we're falling down, and I resent it. I really do. And I just, you know, I'm thinking we had the space race. We had national goals. When John Fitzgerald Kennedy was assassinated, I remember people were driving with their headlights on to mourn the assassination of John Fitzgerald Kennedy. We had people that we admired, right or wrong. We believed that they were, you know, bigger than life, I guess. And we admired them. And the baseball heroes, if we knew how they lived their private lives, we probably wouldn't have admired them so much. But at least we had, you know, people that we could look up to. And now we look at these branded, disfigured, tattooed, altered people on the screen, and we think that that's the way we should be, and we shouldn't.
That's one of the reasons I don't watch the screen.
Yeah. So I was thinking, I was in the truck with my son, and we were talking about diesel engines, and this relates to medicine, believe it or not. So we're talking about diesel engines, and we're talking about increasing the performance, and Dr. Shuler, you can take a lot of these diesel engines are computer controlled, and you can change the programming by installing a circuit or a chip with different programming. Some will allow you to change the amount of fuel that the engine consumes, and with more fuel you can make more horsepower. And I said, yeah, and the problem with that is that the more horsepower you make, the shorter the lifespan of that engine. Now, here's where it relates to medicine, or my question relates to medicine here. When we eat sugar, and we eat lots of sugar, let's say we have candy bars and sugary drinks and sugary desserts, and we're just loading up with more sugar than ever before, are we burning our bodies out faster?
You're poisoning your body and burning them up faster, yes.
Uh-huh.
Sugar, the stuff that we call table sugar, sucrose,
right. Mm-hmm.
Is an artificial food. It has no value whatsoever. It steals vitamins and minerals from the rest of your body in order to be able to metabolize them. And, in fact, anybody who knows anything about it considers it a metabolic poison, period, in the report.
So should we completely eliminate sugar from our diets? I'm talking about table sugar, white cane sugar.
Yes, I have not bought table sugar into my house since 1970.
Mm-hmm. But it's everywhere, Dr. Shealy. If you want to have ketchup, you know, there it is.
Well,
if you want to have cereal, there it is.
I know. Well, I don't buy those things either.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I just don't believe in it. Now, I'm not saying that a teaspoon or two or three in a day is going to harm you. But the average American is consuming about 40 teaspoons a day.
40 teaspoons a day. I'm looking, Dr. Shealy, I'm looking at this black coffee mug I have in the studio right here. That would be, we're talking about like a cup of sugar, right? Maybe
yeah.
more.
Yeah.
I'm looking at this, the volume of this cup.
In fact,
that's a lot of sugar.
The average person is eating his or her weight every year in sugar.
I'm looking at this coffee cup, Dr. Shealy. I'm fixated on how much sugar we're talking about. I don't eat that much. You know, if I were to look at the volume of this coffee cup, I don't eat that much meat a day. and if we're talking about that much sugar, wow.
Well, okay, I use honey, by the way.
And that was my next question. Great.
Honey.
Okay, honey instead of sugar. And Deborah in Kentucky, we're going to be right back with you right after these few short commercial announcements. Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I've found. We chose the Snyder Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Hey guys, Pat Matthews here to tell you about the newest and best way to sell products online. It's buysellmakeoffer.com, an enormously revolutionary way to sell your stuff online. It's time to clean out the garage, your old golf clubs, sports equipment, tools, and yes, even your car. Forget about the way the other guys have taken more than their share from you when the sales were finalized. Look, it's happened to me over and over and over. Then I found buysellmakeoffer.com. They will never charge you item fees. Just go there right now to sign up and load all your stuff to our server to sell. This is not an auction site. Sell your car. Sell your home. Realtor, sign up now. Just use our resources along with Skype and videos, then add your creativity to sell your items quickly and with no fees. Go right now to buysellmakeoffer.com and sign up. The excitement is building. I've signed up to sell my stuff with buysellmakeoffer.com. You should too. Buysellmakeoffer.com.
owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now, for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume.
USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Benelli.
Class, Dr. Shula is with us, and Deborah in Kentucky, you have a follow-up question for Dr. Norman Shealy?
I do. Am I on, Vince?
Yes, you are. Yeah. You are live worldwide.
Thank you so much. The priority was my daughter, but the other question relates to the friend, Dr. Shealy, that I've made reference to in the past, who had vein surgery, and she's diabetic, and she's still having difficulty with a swing between too thick blood and then now it's too thin, staying away from the Coumadin, trying to handle it with as much knowledge and trying this and trying that with the, like what the next solution is that will probably be the most ideal is buckwheat oil, and that's got rutin in it. But right now, I'm asking because it went from extreme too thick, having INRs twice a week, to too thin. And I said, what I've always heard is that you taper off your medicine instead of just completely quitting. And then somebody that had been on Coumadin said that if it's real thin, that you just should stop. So I told her I would try to get through today and ask you what your advice would be.
Well, I think you were right. In general, stopping almost any medication suddenly, unless you're having serious allergic reaction, is dangerous.
So like...
And most of them, you know, you can wean off over 1 to 2 or 3 weeks, but weaning off overnight does carry greater risks.
But all that she was doing is implementing it a couple, 3 days before going into her INR, because this has been like a nightmare for 5 months. So it isn't been that she's been taking it every day. It's just she just started because she didn't know what else to do. So she hasn't been on it long.
Right.
And it was a day. It was 1.5 tablets. So I told her to cut down a half and stay on that for 2-3 days. But what would be the protocol that you'd recommend?
Yeah, I think cutting out a half every 3 days would be you know, the best way to wean off that particular drug.
Okay, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you, Deborah.
Love you.
Dr. Shealy, not all medical doctors recommend vitamins and minerals and supplements, and I don't understand it, but that's the way it is.
It's hard to say whether they're ignorant or stupid. Ignorance is avoiding facts.
Yeah.
Stupid is, even though you know the facts, you're still doing something wrong. I mean, the evidence is overwhelming that people need vitamin supplements in today's world.
Mm-hmm. Now, that's is there a best time to take vitamins, minerals, and supplements? For example, with food, without food, in the morning, at noon, at night, you know, because at night, you know, your body's, you know, you're going to sleep and for most people and rest and rebuild. Is there a best time or is it best split? Or,
well, you know,
what are your thoughts on
halitosis is better than no breath at all. Taking them is better than not taking them. On the other hand, I take most of mine early in the morning, but I take them with my beginning of the day fruit slush. My beginning of the day fruit slush has in it at least three fruits and one or two vegetables, plus some high protein, either egg white or whey protein isolate. And so I'm getting it with food in that sense.
Mm-hmm.
And it's worked for me for 80 years. I mean, I've done this all my life. I often say I was taking supplements before I was born. My mother was the same way I am about it.
Sure, sure. So for those who are thinking about conceiving, best time to take vitamins, minerals, and supplements is way before, right? Way before conception.
6 months before.
And just very quickly, Dr. Shealy, I asked one of these young medical practitioners, said, you know, my mom's here for this visit, and she doesn't take any medicines whatsoever, just supplements. Is that unusual? Oh, no. No, there are plenty of people who don't take any medicines. Really? I find that hard to believe in today's world, don't you, Dr. Shealy?
Oh, yeah, the average, quote, senior citizens are five or more.
Yeah, five or more. There you go. Dr. Shealy's with us. Dr. Shealy's website, normshealy.com, normshealy.com. And you can listen to Norm Shealy online, on the website. How many of you want to learn how to dig up bugs, worms, and raise crickets for food? Do you prefer to eat them dried and crunchy or while still alive? Well, you won't have to if you can defend your food supply from predators. You may want to get an AR-15 kit from guns80.com. and build your own AR-15 rifle from a kit. If you can legally own a rifle, you can purchase this AR-15 kit. If you're handy, you can complete the rifle in about an hour. The kit comes with all the parts you're going to need to build your rifle, but you'll need a drill press. And survivalists need one anyway. The Guns80.com team purchased the same used floor-standing drill press that I have for $100. You can too. And when you're finished, you'll have a paperwork-free AR-15 rifle, a drill press, drill bits, and the knowledge to maintain your AR-15 rifle, all for less than you expect. So if you want a paperwork-free AR-15 parts kit like mine, visit guns80.com, guns80.com, and let the unprepared have our share of the bugs.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.